has Tyson or Brent prepared you for what to expect in the Superdome since they play there twice or once a year for the last bunch of years?
It's a football game, man. We understand that it's a great team. You know, there's going to be a great showing, seeing that it is a Monday night game, you know, and all their fans are going to be there. But it's all up to us to go out there and just perform and, you know, do what we have to do.
Look forward to doing that though, under the lights and on national television.
Of course, man. Every Sunday, man, it's another opportunity for us to get out there and just show our fans and everybody else around the league what we're about.
Drew Brees being your first Hall of Famer and being your first Monday night game. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the feeling of going up against a quarterback like that and what you guys can do to pressure him.
Man, it's great. You know, we got a couple good quarterbacks coming up these few weeks. You know, we have Ryan, Luck, Brees. You know, we got Flacco. It's going to be a nice little run for us for a couple of weeks. But we understand, you know, that we're going to have to put pressure on this guy. He's relentless, you know, from the film. You know, he's going to try to make big plays. And it's a reason why, you know, he's so recognized the way he is. But, you know, I feel like our defense, we've been working our butts off all week, and we're going to go out there and, you know, try to put on the show for everybody.
Yeah, how important is it to constantly pressure Drew Brees?
It's really important because, you know, he's going to find a way to make plays and get the ball to his playmakers. And he has a couple good weapons. You know, the relationship between him and Graham right now, you know, they've been clicking. And that's something that we really noticed. And we got to just find a way to slow the guy down and just put pressure on him so that we can get the ball back and get it to our offensive hands.
Deion, is it any different going up against a guy like Brees because the ball comes out so quick? Is it more like getting your hands in passing lanes compared to Ryan where he may hold it a little bit longer?
Yeah, that's definitely something that we're going to have to focus on, and especially the fact that he's a smaller guy, you know. And like I said, he's going to find a way to make those plays, you know. So it's up to us on the front, you know, to put the pressure on him and at the same time try to make sure we contain him. And we understand if we do a good job that way, the guys in the back end, you know, they're going to have a chance to make plays on footballs. And that's what we need to do as a defense. We need to create turnovers so we can get the ball into our offense hands more and let Tannehill and those guys, you know, get on the roll.
We all know about Jimmy Graham's size. I know you've covered some guys like that. Is that a challenge you look forward to, maybe in certain situations that they may call your number to cover him?
If I have to, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I've been in coverage a little bit, you know, throughout my football career. So I understand if I get called on to take on that role, then I'll be prepared.
How's that Oregon? What's the loudest place you've ever played?
When we played LSU in at Dallas, you know, that was kind of crazy, you know, of course. Yeah. And they were mostly LSU fans. So, I mean, that was probably the best, the biggest. And we understand that we're playing in the Superdome. And, you know, since 2008, you know, they've been having a great showing there. So, we understand.
Do you watch much television and, like, when you see the promos and commercials coming out for Monday night, seeing your team being pumped up for this game, does that just get you even a little more amped up when you see that, okay, yeah, that's right, we're the primetime game?
A little bit, but I understand, you know, we are the only team that is going to be playing on that evening. So I already know what the deal is. And, you know, during football season, I try to stay away from all the football talk. I focus on more of the playbook or change the channel to something a little bit more interesting, I guess, myself.
What do you change the channel to?
Anything, man. I like to watch all kind of TV shows, movies, you know, anything with football. I get enough, you know, with these long work days, I get enough. So.
Did you watch the Monday night game at all? Or no?
Oh, of course, you know. I watch the football games, you know, but as far as ESPN and, you know, all of that extra stuff, I stay away from.